Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Back with Phil in just a moment.
Saturday, July 22nd, 10 a.m., Cut Quarter Horse Sale, Woodward, Oklahoma, home of the Gold Seekers. 55 two-year-olds, all sizes, all colors, all started riding. There will be over 90 broke geldings. Also in the offering is a four-year-old stallion by Dual Ray out of a daughter of Highbrow Cat. Two-year-old Red Roan Stallion by Metallic Cat. A two-year-old stallion by Dual R Smokin' out of a mare that won $67,000. And a two-year-old stallion by one-time Pepto out of a daughter of Doc Stylish Oak that earned $109,000. There will also be daughters of such great sires as Highbrow Cat, Doc's Hickory, Metallic Cat, Playgun, and one-time Pepto. Barrel racers, their sons or daughters of A Streak of Fling, Lion's Share of the Fame, and Chasing Firewater. Also a nice selection of horses eligible for the Pitzer Ranch Horse Invitational, as well as several eligible for the AQHA Ranching Heritage Challenge. Come to Woodward, Oklahoma, July 22nd and enjoy the 87th annual PRCA Woodward Elks Rodeo. Come to Woodward and check out our horses. Find them on Facebook at Cud Quarter Horses LLC. For more info, contact Renee Cud, 580-515-3133.
2017's been a great year for U.S. beef exports. And according to Phil Tsang with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, there's a great future ahead for our trade with China. Just not right away.
It takes time, and it's going to take, I think, some deliberate actions. We know from experience, as you well know, that a lot of times when we start up in these markets, there's growing pains in these markets. There's mistake. There's documentation issues. There's a lot of bumps in the road, and what we need is a little bit of time to take a look at this, do some training. We've done a lot of training already with people at the port authorities. But what does this mean? Interpretation of these agreements? These are all things that take a little bit of time, but it will take time. There's do's and don'ts in this agreement. It's not a perfect agreement. I think anybody would agree to that. But on the other hand, we do have access to China. We think that through the work that we can do as far as working with the value chains and qualifying customers and doing the type of work we do, that actually China will be a very important market. But it's a step-by-step process, you know, gaining the market share back. We did that. It was step-by-step in Japan. It was step-by-step in Korea. Those markets are performing today, but there's a startup time, and that's where we are right now.
He acknowledges some U.S. beef has been going into China through other countries, but he says this is through the front door and is promotable.
There's been beef that's been traded, obviously it's gone through different markets, but what we have here is really legitimate trade, and this is encouraging because now when it's legitimate trade, we can really promote it, and we can develop a clientele for the product. And, you know, there's a lot of Western establishments from hotels to restaurants. One thing we've always made clear that U.S. beef is the best. And so it's world-class beef when you're talking U.S. beef, and the trade knows that. And if you have an establishment that you're really proud of, you're going to want to have U.S. beef on the menu. And there's a beef boom in China right now, so we want to take advantage of it.
I guess what they've rapidly become one of the biggest beef importers in the world.
In the last 10 years, China's gone from literally almost nothing to about $2.6 billion as far as beef imports. We see that trend continuing to grow. I mean, there are concerns about the Chinese economy, but they do have some disposable income. You've seen in China just in the course of the last couple of years where actually it's more urban now than rural. So there's that migration. And there's some major cities and major investments, but we're concerned about the growth rate. We're concerned about the Chinese economy, but nonetheless, in that market, we see opportunity.
The President and Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Tsang. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.